Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Right now it's time for the Scorpio Books Spotlight, and I'm very lucky to have Ray in the studio with me. Good morning.
Kia ora, how's it going?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm well.
There we go. Okay, right, you have brought with you probably the most straightforward looking book I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, okay, so full disclosure, this is not what the book will actually look like for the listeners.
It is
the most boring book in the world, cover-wise, but that's because it's a proof copy of it that I have read in advance, so this book isn't quite out yet. It comes out in about a week, maybe two, so if you're sold on it, then the cover will be more interesting than this plain white one that I am showing to Liam now.
Well, I kind of like it because it says romantic comedy on it, and then it's got like the least comedic cover of all time.
Yeah, it's funny. It is called romantic comedy, and it is a romantic comedy.
Great, love it. Straightforward.
Yeah, straightforward. Cool. It does what it says on the tin. I think some people get a bit funny about romance books. How do you feel about romance books?
Yeah, I'm funny about them.
You're funny about them? Okay. Try and make a good argument for romance. Well-written romance is so cozy and good. It's the same escapism that you get from, like, all kinds of other books, you know? Like, I think that, like, books, especially fiction, that's the whole purpose, right, is to escape from our day-to-day.
Yeah, and so, I would say yes.
Yeah, and with romance, you kind of, if you're a bit overwhelmed by the world, it's real nice to know that you're going to get a good ending. Like, if it's a romance...
That's a good argument,
you're guaranteed that it's safe. Yeah. You're guaranteed that, like, whatever happens across the, you know, however many, like, dramas there are, you're guaranteed that it will make you feel good at the end, which is a nice way to go into a book sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes you want the drama, but sometimes it's nice to go for something else. So romantic comedy is by Curtis Sittenfeld. She's written heaps before. She's her most recent one before this one was Rodham, the Hillary Clinton one, Hillary didn't marry Bill, and everyone was very like scandalized by it. There was like, it was very controversial.
Interesting, okay.
And then this one is, it's set in, it's about a comedy writer, hence the title, romantic comedy.
Yeah.
So she's a comedy writer, her name's Sally, she's a comedy writer for a show that is like a long-running late-night sketch show that isn't Saturday Night Live, but is clearly modeled on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And it's the first sort of chunk of the book is a really close, detailed kind of it takes you through the whole experience from like the start of the writer's room on the Monday, right through to the live recording of the show on the Saturday, all of the relationships between like the guest host and the standing actors that are there all the time, and the producer and the writer's room, and it's like a fascinating in into like a behind the scenes world that you wouldn't really.
I'd love to experience all of that.
It's fascinating and it's so detailed, but you never get bogged down with it. It's just she captures the like fast paced like feeling of the room well. And it's just it's really, really fascinating. And then by the end of that week there's been a sort of connection with one of the guests on the show.
Okay.
And then of course, because it goes every week and the person leaves again, that's kind of it. And then in the second half we get into kind of, and I really love the structure of this book because it really felt like a very distinct sort of three sections that like felt really different. So the second chunk of them is just like emails between her and this person who's like reconnected with her during the pandemic. It sometimes annoys me when I see like books that are storytelling through like letters, but this was just delightful. It was like made me want a pen pal immediately. Like it was so nice. It's so they're just like funny, and their conversation and the way that they talked was just felt so real and so didn't feel kind of performative. It just felt real natural. Yeah, and then I won't spoil the ending, although I already have spoiled the ending a bit because it's a romance, and so you know that it's going to feel good. Yeah. And it definitely
did feel good. It's not on you, though, really.
Yeah, it's like, it's lovely. Like, if you're looking for a book that you just feel like you're wrapped up in a blanket, but also like a book that is clever and witty and smart and sort of like about creativity and about like, about the choices we make and how art kind of influences our lives. Yeah, it's just great.
Oh my God, it sounds fantastic.
So it's not quite in the store yet. I'm hopeful that it will be in the next couple of weeks, but you can pre-order it on our website or you can, or just like message us on Instagram and we'll put your name down for one. Yeah.
Because if you, comedians on Saturday Night Live have actually gone on to marry, like, guest stars and stuff.
And the whole, bit about, like, the script that they're writing that she's working on is about that happening. So it's how it's always, it's always, like, a woman celebrity like ends up with like a wormy kind of writer.
Yeah, right.
But it's
right.
never the other way around. It's never like a wormy writer like in a very hetero. it's never like the genders are never swapped. It's a beautiful, a beautiful man marrying a wormy lady writer. Mm. It plays on that trope a bit, like writers ending up with celebrities. Is that really realistic?
Yeah, well,
it messes with that a bit. It's great fun.
So meta.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah. It's really odd to read, but for that, I'd be interested to see whether anyone from Saturday Night Live read it and was like, "That's not how it works." But to me, as an outsider, it felt like a real interesting in into a world that I would otherwise not be able
to accept.
And we see so much of it on the screen, so it was really cool to see like this imagining of what backstage is like and all the dynamics at play.
I have to admit, always think about it. I mean, I don't watch like Saturday Night Live heaps, but like it's just been going for so long.
It's been going for so long. Yeah,
it's like its own, living organism at this point.
Yeah, the show that is in the book really feels like that as well.
Oh, okay. Well, very exciting book. Do we have a release date?
It's hard to know. Okay. Like the release date is April 4, but it's hard to know whether it will be in store on April 4. Okay. But it will be early April.
You know, shipping and all that, getting it out.
Early April.
Hey, well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And a great choice in book.
Yeah.
And good luck, because I know you're doing a lot of your own comedy stuff at the moment. So. Yes.
Thank you.
Good luck getting ready for all that.
Thank you.
Busy
couple of months. If you happen to want to see some comedy at Little Andromeda on April 13th to 15th, you can.
There we go. See?
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, I think that. So. Maybe finish on Where Are Scorpio Books?
Oh, yeah, I'll finish on that. That's a good move. Scorpio Books is in the BNZ Centre. You can get to us from all of the Cashel Street, the terrace, any of them. You can come at us from that direction. And we'll see you there.
Well, once again, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.